You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome. Time for Amanda Hall Psychic with Amanda Hall. Live from AmandaHallPsychic.com.au. Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, Facebook.com/Psychic Radio.
Or one of our websites,
AskOneRadio.com or Moonstruck.tv. This is Amanda the Hall site on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Welcome to A1R Psychic Radio here on Moonstruck TV with Amanda Hall Psychic all the way from the Gold Coast. I wish I could say it was really golden here today, but it's overcast, cold, and it's wintry, and it's the middle of winter, and I don't particularly like it, but that's another story. For those of you that are in the Northern Hemisphere and basking in the warmth of the sunshine in the summertime, I'm really a little bit envious today. But that's, you know, besides the point. Look, there's still lots of things going on around the world at the moment, and I don't really want to get into world politics, but wouldn't it be nice if we could wake up one day and just sort of hear that the world's at peace? That'd be an amazing journey and an amazing story. Maybe we mightn't have too long to wait for that, I don't know, but we can always keep our fingers crossed and our prayers heading that way to hopefully bringing some world peace. Anyway, the Simply Tarot card of the week this week has got nothing to do with world peace. It's the Seven of Cups. Now, this is a rather ambiguous card. A lot of people look at this card and say, what does this really mean? Well, it's all that glitters is not gold. You've got to look beyond the clouds because there is money improvements. Now, in all the years that I was teaching, I had lots of different versions of people sort of suggesting to me what this card meant. And one of them was the seven cups of deadly sins or something like that, that, you know, each cup had something different in it. Some had jewels, some had snakes. And yes, they do. So this is why I call it the card of all that glitters is not gold. So you need to look behind something. If somebody offers you something that seems too good to be true, then it probably is too good to be true. So make sure that you're analysing everything this week that might cross your desk or things that people are saying or people, what they might be proposing or offering you. Make sure that you fully understand what it is. If you're signing any contracts, please make sure that you read the fine print. And I mean really read the fine print. Don't just say, yeah, that looks good and I'll sign on the dotted line. And before you know it, you've signed up for something that you weren't aware of or more money than what you were anticipating to having to pay. So it's one of those sort of ambiguous cards. It's not necessarily a negative card. It's saying it can be a very positive card because if you're very aware of everything that's going on around you and looking very carefully at any documents or emails and things like that that are in a written sort of form that you need to reply to that have got an official sort of nature, then, you know, you're one step ahead of everybody else. If you're across this, you're aware of it, you turn around and you sort of challenge it or you ask questions. And the same can be said for our personal life. We don't always have to take things at face value or think that we understand what another person is saying. If we don't understand what they're saying, ask them to clarify it. Don't just nod in agreement and go along with something because you think you've understood it. Make sure that you fully understood it. And that's why I'm saying look beyond the clouds this week. That's a very important message. Astrologically, we've got another big week, as we've been saying for quite some time now, but it is a big week because we've got some planetary shifts coming up. We've had some that have sort of shifted in the last 7 days, and one of those is that we've now moved into the Cancer time of the year. So happy birthday to all the Cancers. I have lots of Cancerian friends and family and things like that. It's a very busy time of the year, I find, in the month of, you know, late June, early July, where, you know, we're in the thrust of that Cancer energy. And the Cancer energy is very misunderstood in lots of ways. People look at a Cancer and say, oh, they're weak. Well, they're nothing further from the truth than that. Yes, they might be soft and gentle and might come across as very homely or very motherly or want to make everybody feel secure and make you feel welcome in their home and make you feel like you're part of the family. Don't underestimate that toughness that's underneath. That's, you know, there is a tough outer shell there that they can really bring their armor out when they need to. And they can be really super strong. They can have very, very definite opinions. And they can really go into battle with great tenacity. They don't always go in there. They might go in with a softly, gently approach. But when things get tough, they'll bring out, you know, every bit of armor and weaponry that they need to sort of achieve what they set out to achieve. So don't ever underestimate your Cancer. Yes, it is a homely sign. It's a sign that we sort of think of as a nice home with a nice pot of something on the stove and smelling beautiful. And, you know, there's Mum with the fresh baked cake and she's welcoming everybody in as if they're all her children. And that is very much the Cancerian energy. But as I said, they are super strong, super tough, and they can be very intuitive, but they can also be one step ahead of other people too, because while people are sort of looking at them and thinking that they're weak or soft or unmotivated, they're actually getting on with it behind the scenes and beating you to the punch. So just be aware of that. I like Cancer people. They're, you know, we need lots of all the star signs to make up this beautiful, colourful world that we live in. So Mercury, the planet of communication, is conjunct or holding hands Jupiter, also in the sign of Cancer. So Mercury is the planet of communication. So yes, because it's in Cancer, it means that yes, we could probably take the softly, gently approach, but with a little bit of backbone there as well. You know, like get your message across with great fortitude and sort of say, well, this is not negotiable, or these are the reasons why I've presented it this way. You can do it in a softly, gentle approach, but with a firmness there that says you mean business. Now, because this is conjunct Jupiter is the planet of expansion, opportunity, where we look for sort of higher mind stuff, where we look to our belief systems. You know, not always is religion our only belief system. It may be one of many. So Jupiter here is asking you to expand your horizons, step out of your comfort zone a little bit, step out of the house a little bit, and look at what you need to expand, change, or do before the end of the month. Now, that's the real kicker here. Jupiter will only remain in Cancer until the end of June. It's been there for 12 months, so you've had plenty of time if you've been a Cancer or a water sign to get your backside into gear and make the use of all the opportunities that are coming your way. So when I'm talking about Cancer, I'm talking about Cancer, Scorpio, Pisces, and the opposite sign of Capricorn. So there's been a lot of communication there, or still a lot of communication to come. You know, it could be a time when you are spending time with family, but if you are, make sure that your communication is very clear. You know, don't get your feathers ruffled because they may not necessarily agree with everything that you've got to say, but you've got to have your listening ears on too. That's part of good communication, is not just you opening your mouth and saying what your needs are, but you've got to listen to the other person's needs too. And sometimes that's the most difficult thing to do because we've already got a predetermined way of how we're looking at things and their point of view doesn't necessarily sit comfortably with ours. So we shut our ears off and sort of try and override it or put our message across in a stronger way so that we retain the dominance or we retain the power in the situation, instead of sort of saying, well, okay, let's take a step back. Let's listen to what you've got to say. Let's regroup and try and find some middle ground. That's the important part of communication this week. And of course, it's going to wash over to the other remaining eight signs, you know, not anywhere near as intense, but make sure you've got your listening ears on. So Mars, the planet of action, is sitting in Taurus at the moment. It's sort of nearing the end of the time it's being in Taurus before it flips over into Gemini. So for Taurians, so this is the earth signs. This is Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn, the opposite sign of Scorpio. It's about action. It's about if you need to take some action, now is the time. Don't sit on your hands. Don't wait for someone else to do it. You get up off the couch. You make things sort of happen. Because Mars is only here for a very short time. Now, Mars sort of motivates us to get up, to get moving, to get things done. Doesn't always do it in the easiest or the most pleasant way, because quite often most of us are pretty stubborn and we don't really like to make change unless we're absolutely forced. And when it's in the sign of Taurus, that becomes even more exaggerated because Tauruses are known to be slow. You know, they've got to think about things. They've got to analyze things, look at the numbers, do the numbers work, and then go back to the beginning and do it all over again. So with Mars here, Mars is saying, you haven't got time for this. I'm going to come along and kick you up the pants and let's get cracking. You know, there's things to be done. You've had enough time sitting on the couch thinking about things, looking at your finances. It's time for action now. So that's really, really important that you don't waste this energy of opportunities that could be coming your way or opportunities there to explore new avenues of income or things that are important to you by your procrastination. And that's one of the flaws with Taurus, is they can procrastinate. They can sort of miss opportunities because they're too busy crunching the numbers instead of getting on with the job. They sort of, you know, they miss the opportunities. Now, one of the major shifts that's happened this week has been Chiron. Now, Chiron's not a planet. Chiron's known as the wounded healer. Now, where we find Chiron in the chart is where we need to heal on every level, whether it's physical, emotional, you know, subconscious, karmically, whatever level you want to look at it, it's the wounded healer. It's where we need to sort of focus our energy. Now, Chiron has just moved into Taurus. So this is going to mean particularly more for Tauruses than it is the other Earth signs. It's going to be a time now of transformation. It's going to be a time where we're going to need to delve deep into our psyche, into our emotions, into the things that, you know, have brought us into this world, some of the stuff that we've brought in karmically from past lives and things like that. It's not necessarily an easy thing to do. And because it's just moved into Taurus and it goes sort of, it starts at the sort of 30 degree mark and works its way down to one. It doesn't start at one and work its way up to 30. It sort of goes in the opposite direction to the other planets in that sort of way. It's going to be sitting there for a very, very long time. So it will wash over the other Earth signs as well, the Virgo and Capricorn, and not so much the opposite sign, Scorpio. It's more to do with the Earth signs. It's asking you to try and heal things. Now, look, a lot of times we think we've healed something or we think we've dealt with something, but what we've done is we've just moved it from one location to another. It's like moving it from one closet to another, shutting the door and saying that's dealt with. Chiron comes along and says, no, you haven't actually dealt with it. What you did was you moved it from one location to another. Here it is. We are going to sit here until you resolve this. We are going to sit here until you take your share of the responsibility for what the actions that you took and the outcomes that happened. And not always it is 100% your fault. It can be a multitude of people that might have been involved, or maybe you weren't emotionally ready to deal with it at that time. There's a number of reasons why we move something from one location to another, because it is too painful to deal with, or we don't have the skills or the tools at that point in time to be able to process what's happened or what's going on around us fully and fully understand it and come with a resolution out the other side. So don't be too hard on yourself. Things, I believe, always come to the surface at precisely the right time. So if it's your time and you're a Taurus and things are going to be going on for a couple of years now with Chiron sitting there, you know, there's going to be times where you're going to flash back to stuff of your past, even stuff of your childhood that you think, why would I have kept that memory that I ripped my shirt on the barbed wire fence? Yes, I got into trouble when I got home from mum because it was my best shirt and it was the one I wore to church. But why would that, you know, 40, 50 years later become such an important thing that it comes up and becomes a major issue to us? It's because at the time when it happened, it was a big deal. It was a major issue. Maybe you didn't know how to process the emotion or the fear of getting into trouble or whatever it might have been. So you've locked it away and you've kept moving it around over the years because, oh, it doesn't relate to me. Now I'm 20. It doesn't relate to me. Now I'm 35. Well, now's the time. When it comes to you now, it has to be processed. It has to be looked at. Yes, as a young person, it was a devastating thing in your life. But as a grown-up, you look at it and you can put it into context and say, well, I did survive. Yes, mum was cranky. She gave me a whack around the legs. But, you know, I got over it and life went on. I didn't give it another thought. So, you know, things just sort of, we progress from those sort of things, but we have to heal this because we locked away the emotion of that child and the frustration, the anticipation of getting into trouble or whatever it may be. We locked in all those emotions and we never processed them. Now we've got to process them. We've got to move them along. We've got to make them sort of not go away, but sort of understand them and be able to release them so that we can heal many parts of our body and our soul in one level. So finally, I want to talk about Venus. Venus is the planet of love and affection. And for no matter what your star sign is, if you're looking for love this week, I want you to get out to places where people are sort of strutting their stuff, off to the theatre, off to a live show, off to a concert, off to where people are gathering. It's not the time to sort of go and hide or sit in the library where people aren't allowed to talk. I want to get you out amongst the crowd where people are sort of, you know, strutting their stuff, showing what they're made of, you know, showcasing their talent, you know, be out amongst the crowd is what I'm saying. It's not the time to sort of shy away. And, you know, make sure that you look your very best because after all, it is Leo and Leo likes to sort of, you know, get dressed up, put their finery on and sort of, you know, fix their hair and sort of say, I've arrived. And that's what I want you to do. No matter what your star sign is, say I've arrived, go out there with a positive attitude, and who knows, love may find you. We're going to talk with Cindy in Fergus Falls in Minnesota. Are you there, Cindy?
Oh, I'm fine.
Hi, Cindy. Do you have a question I can answer for you, please, sweetie?
I really don't. If there's just anything you have to tell me.
Okay. All right, fine. Yeah, I just always ask because most people sort of phone into the show because they've got something in particular they want answered. The first thing that they're showing me, Cindy, around you is this year's been I'm not going to say a bad year, but I'm going to say an unpredictable sort of year. As you sort of thought you got yourself on your path of where you wanted to go, something had come in sideways and say, hang on a minute, we're going to go this direction now, or, you know, have you looked at this over here? So I'm pleased to say the second half of this year won't be sort of so much like a tug of war as the first half has been, sort of as you thought you were on your path and you got sidetracked to other things. Has there also been a number of things that you've brought to a conclusion or about to come to an end that you've been working on for some time?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I want to say to you, keep going. Even if some of them sort of seem like, oh, you know, look, this has been going on for so long and I'm so tired, I just want to give up. Don't give up. It's sort of like that last little push is really important to get these things sort of finalized so that we can fling the doors open, Cindy, for some new and exciting things to start to come into your life. But it's like we've got to close off or finish off all these little tiddly fiddly bits from the past, you know, and some of them might not seem really important, but they're there. If they keep coming up, if they come up more than twice, then deal with it. If it only comes up once, it might just be that you're looking at it like the slideshow, you know, sliding your finger across your cell phone and saying, I've done that, done that, done that. It's just sort of like if it comes up more than once, then look at it as something we've got to complete, we've got to put to one side. They're showing me the month of September is going to be sort of almost like when your year starts. It's like that's when I can fling the doors open and sort of say, let the sun shine in, let everything come in that I've been working towards, that I've been not so much stressing over, but sort of, you know, you've had some ideas that have been percolating along, but they haven't really gained any momentum yet. Well, they will start to gain momentum from about September. They keep showing me a question mark over where you're living. So does that mean that you're looking to make some changes where you're living, or have you been thinking about moving?
Well, my rent keeps going up every right. 3 months. So
that's ridiculous.
Yeah, I'm thinking I might have to move pretty soon.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if I can live the winter there, but I'd like to.
Yeah, look, they were showing me the month of September. And as I said, with new opportunities coming up, but they were also showing me the question mark around where you're living. So September for you guys is sort of heading into your cooler months, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know that you've necessarily got to make a decision in September to move that quickly, but what I'm saying is it's like you're looking at it and you're saying, yeah, look, I don't know how much longer I can keep doing this. I'd be more inclined to say that you'll get the winter out of there. I'm sort of looking around April, May next year that you'll move. But by then, it's like when you go to move, you're ready to move. But also I think you'll find somewhere that's much longer term where the rent's at a fixed price. You know what I mean? Like they say to you, we're not these sort of landlords that up the rent every 3 months or anything like that. We review it every 12 months and we just look at what is, you know, the inflationary figure, not because I'm greedy. You know what I mean? Where you are now, they're greedy. They just keep sort of, you know, they get out of bed today and say, oh, well, I'll add another couple of zeros to that, or we'll put another $50 on it or whatever. They're just greedy. This next one, they're not greedy. They're an older couple. It's a house or a property. Yeah, it's a house to me. It's a little house. It's not far from where they are, but they don't interfere. As long as you pay the rent on time and you keep the place in some sort of order, that's all they ask for. They don't want... It'll be a private rental. They don't want to go through an agent. They don't want people poking their nose in knowing their business. They're just a nice, sweet, elderly couple that are minding their business, may have been a house that's been passed down through the family. And, you know, they're not looking to make $1 million out of it. They just want it to pay for itself. And that's fine.
Okay.
And it's good.
Sounds great.
Because I feel the next place you can sort of really put the taproot down. Like you can stay there as long as you want. Even if something was to happen to them and they were to pass over, it's like the house passes down in like a family trust. It can't be sold. And the ground rules are already there of how, you know, the house is rented and the repairs and everything like that. It's like there's a big thick book of instructions of how the house is to be managed. And that's how it's been managed for over 50 years. So it's not as if they were there. That was the rules that were set down in the family trust or, you know, the family that left the home to the other family members. This was the rule book that they all have to follow. And that's good. So you've got longevity, you've got security, and, you know, you can make it your own, which is wonderful, Cindy. That's what you need. You need to be able to sort of settle. At the moment, everything feels very unsettled around you.
Right. Yes. What about, is there anything about my kids or my grandkids?
No, they didn't show me anything like that. Because I have such limited time here on the show, Cindy, they just show me what they believe is the most important things that you need at this second. You know, I wasn't picking up anything. So that to me says that everything's pretty calm. So let's take that as a good sign.
That's good, yes.
Wonderful. Lovely to talk to you, Cindy. I've got to move on now. We're going to talk with Kelly now in Duck River in Manabito in Canada. Are you there, Kelly?
Yes, I am.
Do you have a question I can answer for you, please, Kelly?
I'm currently going through a situation where I want to basically clarity as to what's going on, and I just want to know if you're heading in the right or wrong direction.
Okay. Well, that's a really, really interesting question, Kelly, because when you sort of want to know whether you're heading in the right direction, I mean, what might be right for you wouldn't necessarily be right for someone else. And, you know, I can tune into your soul and tell you what your soul is sharing with me rather than, you know, sort of just going on psychic ability. When you go into somebody's soul, it's a much deeper level than using other tools of the trade. And what your soul is sharing with me is it's almost like you've parted your life into three segments. It's sort of like the past, what I'm dealing with now, and what I'm hoping to have coming in the future. But what's sort of really dominant at the moment is the present, is where I am now, sort of questioning every single solitary thing, you know, even down to the colour of the clothes that you're going to wear in a day. Now, what they're showing with me to me on a soul level is I don't want you to get bogged down on the little details. Yes, you get out of bed, you might have been going to wear a particular outfit to sort of do a particular thing, and you get up and you think, oh, that's all wrong, and you go to the closet and you get something else. That's okay. You're allowed to change your mind. Not everything has to be set in stone. Have you been through a very major turning point in your life this year, like a breakup or something like that? They're showing me as if you've walked away from something with your head down and there was a lot of tears.
And that's what I mean. That's what I'm currently going through right now. I am at a crossroads with him at the moment.
Right. Well,
and
they showed
exactly
me as if
sure
we already met. Yeah, they showed me as if it had already happened. So, you know, you might be physically going through it at the moment, but on a soul point of view, it's like you've already made the decision. It's now a matter of real life's got to catch up with what the decision is that you've made on a soul level. They were showing me that even though you were turning your back and walking away and your head was down and you were crying, it was like a relief too, like, you know, knowing that I couldn't do any more. Like I've tried everything. I've tried everything, not just once, twice, you know, 10 times over, and still never got a different result or something I could hang on to. But I think, you know, with your head down, to me it's not shame. It's just sort of like, oh, you know, I've got no energy left. Like I've done everything. It's like, this is all I can do is just sort of walk away with tears down my face and say, I've given it my all. There's nothing more of me to give. And then you come out the other side of that where it's like we've come out of a dark tunnel into the sunshine, into the light, where you sort of, you know, you can hold your head high, you're proud again, you're full of, excitement and anticipation for the future, but it also at the same time there's a little bit of fear there too, because you don't know what you're walking towards. And look, I'm not going to blame him and I'm not going to blame you. I think it was a combination of the two of you together didn't make beautiful music together. You brought out the worst in each other as well as some really good points in each other, but it's not the right kind of love, if that makes sense.
It makes lots of sense.
Yeah, and it's not blaming him or you. It's just sort of sometimes we're drawn to people because it's, you know, they're different, or maybe our soul remembers that we've done a journey with them before, that, you know, it's been a karmic connection. We've done this dance before and it sort of feels familiar, even though it's not right. It feels familiar. So we go there because we'd rather be in something that feels familiar and we know it than to go into something that's brand new that we feel out of our depth. So, you know, look, I don't want to blame at anybody's feet. I think the two of you really did love each other in your own ways, but it's just, you're like chalk and cheese. You'll never find a pathway forward where the two of you are on the same page. So it's kinder to each other to sort of say, well, we've gone as far as we can go. Once you've made the decision and the changes take place, and whether it's today, tomorrow, or the end of the year, it doesn't really matter on the timetable, Kelly. It's when the timing is right for the two of you to say, that's it, then it will happen. Once we get past that point and we get you back onto the land of the living, and, you know, the whole world's going to open up for you. You will find love again, but you'll find the right kind of love this next time. Somebody that will cherish you, that understands you, that doesn't want to try and change you. And you'll look back and you'll think, why did I stay in that situation for so long? You did because you had to stay there for a certain period of time. We all have a certain bus timetable, in a sense, that we have to follow with things before, you know, we go through our lessons, and then hopefully we get rewarded with what we needed, which you will get. You'll get the reward of new love and new opportunities and feeling free and feeling like, all of a sudden, I know who Kelly is. At the moment, you don't know who Kelly is, and that's okay. It's okay to be lost. It's okay to say, I'm just going to, you know, take the next hour and work through the next hour instead of looking at what the next week or the next month is. But let me assure you, Kelly, there's going to be a lot of happiness coming in your future. You know, forgive yourself and move on when it feels right to you, and when it feels, you know, right for the both of you to say, this is it, you know, like there's nothing more we can do as a couple. We've been there, we've tried it all. And it's the kindest thing is to let each other go and move forward and make sure that as much as possible, it's a clean break, so that you're not sort of pulling each other backwards and forwards all the time, because sometimes that's what people do in situations like this too. They, you know, separate for a while and they recommunicate and everything's going great. So they fall back into the trap of, again, if this could work, and get back together again, and then it's worse than it ever was, and off we go around the merry-go-round again. I don't want to see you do that anymore, Kelly. It's time now for, you know, you to take your power back. Don't be in a rush. Do it when it feels right, and, you know, maybe make the break together, you know, that you're both sort of get each other set up so that it's not such a hard transition. But I wish you well, Kelly. There's much, much brighter days ahead, and you didn't make a mistake. It's just that it's not right for you now. This is not what you need in your life for now. It's nothing is ever a mistake. It leads us to where we're going. So just look at that. It was something that you needed to experience. You finished it off. You finished off karma, and now you're ready to open the doors to something new. There's lots of times in our lives where we make decisions at the time that it feels great and it feels right, and then a little bit further down the track, we look at it and think, oh, no, I made the biggest mistake of my life. And that's part of our journey, part of our karma, part of our learning and understanding, and the soul has many different lessons it has to learn along the way. And not always do we find the right kind of love the first time around. Sometimes it takes a few goes before we find the person that is the other half of us. So this week I want to leave you with a song which is very appropriate again. It flabbergasts me week after week how a song comes into my head, or I look through my song list just prior to the show and something will jump out as if it's illuminated, and that's the song that I choose. And this week's a very old one, showing my age again. It's Love Will Lead You Back by Taylor Dayne, and I think it's one of the most powerful love songs I've ever heard, where she puts such gusto into the song and the lyrics, and it's sort of it's a sad song, but at the same time it's a song of hope that, you know, like love will lead you back this way again one day, you know, I've just got to hang on. And sometimes it's the song that can get you through the bad times, and it's not necessarily saying that person needs to come back, but it's what you need at that point in time with your emotions to help you over that little bit of a tricky time. So enjoy Taylor Dane. She's an amazing singer, and love will lead you back to us again here at A1R Psychic Radio next week. Bye for now.